blue title appears over a pitch-black background. A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. A title bursts upon screen. Star Wars. Giant letters form beneath us and scroll away into the distance. Episode 5. The Empire Strikes Back. It is a dark time for the Rebellion. Although the Death Star has been destroyed, Imperial troops have driven the Rebel forces from their secret base and pursued them across the galaxy. Evading the dreaded Imperial Starfleet, a group of freedom fighters led by Luke Skywalker has established a new secret base on the remote ice world of Hoth. The evil Lord Darth Vader, obsessed with finding young Skywalker, has dispatched thousands of remote probes into the far reaches of space. A Star Destroyer moves through space, releasing Imperial pro-robots from its underside. One of these probes zooms toward the planet Hoth and lands on its ice-covered surface. An explosion marks the point of impact. A probe robot with several extended sensors emerges from a smoke-enshrouded crater. The probe floats across the snow-covered ground as it disappears into the distance. A small figure gallops across the wind-swept ice slope. A rider is mounted upon a large, two-legged beast, a tauntaun. The rider gallops up a slope and reins his tauntaun to a stop. Pulling off his goggles, Luke Skywalker notices something up in the sky. He takes a pair of electro binoculars from his belt and through them sees a plume of smoke rising from where the probe has crashed.
Echo 3 to Echo 7. Hano, buddy, do you read me?
Long and clear, kid. What's up?
Well, I finished my circle. I don't pick up any life readings.
There isn't enough life on this ice cube to fill a space cruiser. Sensors are placed. I'm going back.
Right, I'll see you shortly. There's a meteorite that hit the ground near here. I want to check it out. It won't take long. Steady! Hey! Steady, girl!
Hey, what's the matter? You smell something?
Luke grabs for his blaster, but he's hit flat in the face by a huge white claw. Now, a figure rides his tauntaun up to the entrance to the secret Hoth base. Rebel troopers rush about unloading supplies and otherwise securing their new base. The rider, Han Solo, steps away from his mount and removes his goggles. Solo enters the main hangar and walks towards the Millennium Falcon. Solo enters the command center, and one of the figures studying a radar screen straightens up as Solo approaches.
Solo?
No sign of life out there, General.
Sensors are in place. You'll know if anything comes around.
Commander Skywalker reported in yet?
No, he's checking out a meteorite that hit there.
With all the meteor activity in this system, it's going to be difficult to spot approaching ships.
General, I gotta leave. I can't stay anymore.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, there's a price on my head. If I don't pay off Jabba the Hutt, I'm a dead man.
A death march's not an easy thing to live with. You're a good fighter, Solo. I hate to lose you.
Thank you, General.
Han turns to see Princess Leia standing in the doorway.
Well, Your Highness, guess this is it.
That's right.
Don't get all mushy on me. So long, Princess.
Han!
Yes, Your Highness.
I thought you had decided to stay.
Well, the bounty hunter we ran into and Lord Mendel changed my mind.
Han, we need you.
We need?
Yes.
Well, what about you need?
I need. I don't know what you're talking about.
Probably not.
And what precisely am I supposed to know?
Come on! You want me to stay because of the way you feel about me?
Yes! You're a great help to us. You're a natural leader.
No! That's not it. Come on. Come on.
You're imagining things.
Am I? Then why are you following me? Fredo's gonna leave without giving you a goodbye kiss?
I just assumed he's a Wookiee.
I can arrange that. You can use a good kiss!
Now, in a separate corridor, we see the droids R2-D2 and C-3PO as they move towards the main hangar.
It was freezing in the princess's chamber. But it's supposed to be freezing. Are we going to dry out all their clothes? I really don't know. Go switch off.
Why do you take this apart now? I'm trying to get us out of here and you pull both of these...
Excuse me, sir.
Put them back together right now.
Might I have a word with you, please?
What do you want?
Well, it's Princess Leia, sir. She's been trying to get you on the communicator.
I turned it off. I don't want to talk to her.
Oh, well, Princess Leia is wondering about Master Luke. He hasn't come back yet. She doesn't know where he is.
I don't know where he is.
Nobody knows where he is.
What do you mean nobody knows?
Well, you...
Deck officer! Deck officer!
Excuse me, sir. Might I...
Yes, sir?
You know where Commander Skywalker is?
I haven't seen him. It's possible he came in through the south entrance.
Possible. Why don't you go find out? It's getting dark out here.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me, sir. Might I inquire what's going on?
Why not?
Impossible, man. Come along, Arthur. Let's find Princess Leia. Between ourselves, I think Master Luke is in considerable danger.
Sir, Commander Skywalker hasn't come in the south entrance. He might have forgotten to check in.
Not likely. Are the speeders ready?
Not yet. We're having some trouble adapting them to the cold.
We'll have to go out on Tauntauns.
Sir, the temperature's dropping too rapidly.
That's right. My friend's out in it.
Han pushes through the troops and mounts a Tauntaun.
Your Tauntaun will freeze before you reach the first marker.
Then I'll see you in hell.
Now, inside the lair of the ice creature, we see Luke hanging from the ceiling of the ice cave by his feet. One side of his face is covered in a dried mask of blood. Luke pulls himself up, grabs hold of his ankles, and futilely tries to free himself. Exhausted, he falls back into his hanging position. As he hangs there, Luke notices his lightsaber amongst some of his discarded gear, about 3 feet out of reach. He reaches his hand out toward his saber, closes his eyes, and begins to concentrate. Just as the creature begins to loom over Luke, the lightsaber shakes and jumps into his hand. The young warrior instantly ignites his saber and swings up, cutting himself loose from the ice. Luke jumps to his feet and swings his lightsaber towards the creature. Luke staggers out of the cage into the dark and snowy twilight. Now we see Han Solo as he guides his Tauntaun full speed through the frozen tundra. Now, back at the Rebel base.
You must come along now, R2. There's really nothing more we can do. And my joints are freezing up. Don't say things like that. Of course we'll see Master Luke again. And he'll be quite all right, you'll see. Stupid little short circuit. He'll be quite all right.
Now we see Luke out in a driving blizzard as he struggles to stay upright. Luke falls to the ground and struggles to get back up, only managing to drag himself a couple of feet forward. Now, back at the Rebel base, Princess Leia stands at the entrance to the base, waiting for any sign of the two Rebel heroes. Chewbacca sits dejectedly with his head in his hands.
Sir, all the patrols are in. Still no contact from Skywalker Solo.
Mistress Leia, R2 says he's been quite unable to pick up any signals, although he does admit that his own range is far too weak to abandon all hope.
Your Highness, there's nothing more we can do tonight. The shield doors must be closed.
Close the doors.
Yes, sir.
R2 says the chances of survival are 725-1. Actually, R2 has been known to make mistakes. From time to time.
Dear, oh dear.
Don't worry about Master Luke. I'm sure he'll be all right. He's quite clever, you know, for a human being.
Now, in a driving blizzard, Luke lies face down in the snow, nearly unconscious. He looks up and sees Ben Kenobi, barely visible through the blowing snow. It's hard to tell if Kenobi is real or a hallucination.
Ben?
You will go to the Dagobah system.
Dagobah system?
There you will learn from Yoda, the Jedi Master who instructed me.
Ben!
The image of Kenobi fades, revealing a lone Tauntaun rider approaching from the horizon. Luke falls into unconsciousness. Solo approaches and jumps from his beast, cradling Luke in his arms.
Don't do this, Luke. Come on, give me a sign here.
Solo turns to see his Tauntaun stagger and then fall dead in the snow. Solo maneuvers Luke near the body of the frozen Tauntaun.
Not much time.
Solo ignites the lightsaber and cuts the beast's stomach wide open.
Hang on, kid. Dagobah's system. Phew, Dagobah.
This may smell bad, kid.
Yoda.
But it'll keep you warm.
Until I get the shelter up.
He quickly tosses the steaming innards into the snow and lifts Luke's inert body and places him inside the Tauntaun's belly.
I thought they smelled bad. On the outside.
Han takes a case from the back of the dead creature, opening up a shelter container. He begins to set up a lightweight shelter against the rolling blizzard. Dawn the next morning. Four snow speeders race across the white landscape.
Echo Base. I've got something. Not much, but it could be a life form. Commander Skywalker, do you copy? This is Rogue Two. This is Rogue Two. Captain Solo, do you copy? Commander Skywalker, do you copy? This is Rogue Two.
Good morning. Nice of you guys to drop by.
Echo Base, this is Rogue Two. I've found them. Repeat, I've found them.
Now we see Solo next to his lightweight shelter, waving his hands frantically at the small craft. Now, inside the Rebel Base Medical Center, we see Luke completely submerged in a large vat of liquid. Now, in the Medical Center recovery room, Luke's face shows terrible wounds from the Wampa attack.
Master Luke, sir, it's so good to see you fully functional again.
Thanks, Luke.
R2 expresses his relief also.
How you feeling, kid?
Yeah. Don't look so bad to me. He looks strong enough to pull the ears off a gun dart.
Thanks to you.
That's two you owe me, Junior. Well, your worship, looks like you managed to keep me around for a little while longer.
I had nothing to do with it. General Rykin thinks it's dangerous for any ships to leave the system until we've activated the energy field.
That's a good story. I think you just can't bear to let a gorgeous guy like me out of your sight.
I don't know where you get your delusions, laser brain.
Laugh it up, fuzzball.
But you didn't see us alone in the South Passage. She expressed her true feelings for me.
What? Why, you stuck-up, half-witted, scruffy-looking nerf herder!
Who's scruffy-looking?
You must have hit pretty close to the mark to get her all riled up like that, huh, kid?
I guess you don't know everything about women yet.
Leah leans over and kisses Luke on the lips. Leah turns on her heel and walks out of the room. With some smugness, Luke puts his arms behind his head and smiles.
Take it easy.
Excuse us.
Now, inside the Rebel Base Command Center.
Princess, we have a visitor. Picked up something outside the base in Zone 12 moving east.
It's metal.
Then it couldn't be one of those creatures.
Could be a speeder, one of ours.
No. Wait. There's something very weak coming through. Sir, I am fluent in 6 million forms of communication. This signal is not used by the Alliance. It could be an Imperial code.
It isn't friendly, whatever it is. Come on, Chewie, let's check it out.
Send Roads 10 and 11 to Station 38.
Now we see the Dark Probe robot out on the frozen tundra. Clearing a ridge, the probe spots the Rebel base. It raises a large antenna and begins to send out a piercing signal. The probe spots Chewbacca and turns to fire on him, but before it can, another laser bolt explodes it from the rear. Han Solo replaces his blaster in its sheath and peers at the remains of the probe. Now, back in the command center.
Afraid there's not much left.
What was it?
Droid of some kind. I didn't hit it that hard. Must have had a self-destruct.
An Imperial probe droid.
It's a good bet the Empire knows we're here.
We better start the evacuation.
Now, in the vastness of space, we see Darth Vader's Star Destroyer surrounded by dozens of support ships. bridge of the Star Destroyer.
Admiral? Yes, Captain.
I think we've got something, sir.
The report is only a fragment from a probe droid in the Hoth system, but it's the best lead we've had.
We have thousands of probe droids searching the galaxy. I want proof, not leads.
The visuals indicate life forms.
It could mean anything. If we followed up every lead,
but
we could...
But, the Hoth system is supposed to be devoid of human forms.
You found something?
Yes, my lord.
Vader looks down at a sensor display screen.
That's it. The rebels are there.
My lord, there are so many uncharted settlements. It could be smugglers, it could
that
be...
That is the system. And I'm sure Skywalker is with them. Set your course for the Hoth system. General Veers, prepare your men.
Now, back at the Rebel base.
Group 7 and 10 will stay behind to fly the speeders. As soon as each transport is loaded, evacuation control will give clearance for immediate launch.
Right, sir.
Now in the main hangar. Now in the medical center.
Sir, it will take quite a while to evacuate the T-47s.
Well, forget the heavy equipment. There's plenty of time to get the smaller modules under the transports.
Take care, sir.
Thanks.
Now in the main hangar deck, Luke approaches the formation of snowspeeders.
Chewie, take care of yourself, okay?
As Luke pats the Wookiee on the arm, Chewbacca picks him up and squeezes him in a tight bear hug.
Okay. Hi, kid. There's gotta be a reason for it. Check it at the other end. Wait a second. You all right?
Yeah.
Be careful.
You too.
The two friends look at each other, sharing a silent communication. Now in the Rebel Command Center.
General, there's a fleet of Star Destroyers coming out of hyperspace in Sector 4.
Reroute all power to the energy shield. Gotta hold them till all transports are away. Prepare for ground assault.
Now, inside Vader's Star Destroyer, we see Vader sitting in his meditation cubicle. General Veers approaches and waits for Vader to acknowledge his presence.
What is it, General?
My lord, the fleet has moved out of light speed. ComScan has detected an energy field protecting an area of the sixth planet of the Hoth system. The field is strong enough to deflect any bombardment.
The rebels are alerted to our presence. Admiral Ozzel came out of light speed too close to the system.
He felt surprised, was wiser.
He is as clumsy as he is stupid. General, prepare your troops for a surface attack.
Yes, my lord.
Vader activates a large view screen showing the bridge.
Lord Vader, the fleet has moved out of light speed and we're preparing to...
You have failed me for the last time, Admiral. Captain Piet.
Yes, my lord.
Make ready to land our troops beyond their energy field, then deploy the fleet so that nothing gets off the system. You are in command now, Admiral Piet.
Thank you, Lord.
The new commander glances warily at the struggling admiral. Now, in the main hangar of the Rebel base, Leia briefs a group of pilots gathered around her.
As soon as they're loaded. Only two fighter escorts per ship. The energy shield can only be opened for a short time, so you'll have to stay very close to your transports.
Two fighters against a Star Destroyer?
The ion cannon will fire several shots to make sure that any enemy ships will be out of your flight path. When you've gotten past the energy shield, proceed directly to the rendezvous point. Understood?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Okay, everybody to your station. Let's go! Right.
Now, in a trench outside the Rebel base, troops position various pieces of heavy artillery. Now we see troops setting up heavy equipment near the base power generators.
Their primary target will be the power generators. Prepare to open shield.
Now in the main hangar, a Rebel transport and its two escorts begin their evacuation.
Sir, Rebel ships are coming into our sector.
Good. Our first catch of the day.
Now in the Rebel command center.
Stand by, ion control. Fire.
Now outside the Rebel base. We see a massive ion cannon blast two energy beams skyward. We see the two beams overtake the fleeing Rebel transport. The beams strike the Star Destroyer in one of the control towers. Now in the main hangar deck.
The first transport is away. The first transport.
Personnel rush about, manning their stations. Luke approaches his snowspeeder and nods towards his gunner.
Feeling all right, sir?
Just like new, Dak. How about you?
Right now, I feel like I'm taking on the whole empire myself.
I know what you mean.
Now, in a snow trench outside the base, a rebel officer lifts a pair of electro binoculars to his eyes. Through the lens, he sees a close-up view of an approaching Imperial walker. He pulls back the magnification on the binoculars and sees three more of the machines approaching the base.
Echo Station 3TA,
we have spotted Imperial walker.
Imperial walkers on the bridge.
Small flashes of fire billow out from the guns of the massive walkers. Now, in the snow trench, troops aim their weapons at the horizon as explosions begin to erupt all around them.
Echo Station 5-7, we're on our way.
Now, on the frozen battlefield, the snow speeders accelerate and head toward the distant walker.
Alright, boys, keep tight now.
Luke, I have no approach vector! I'm not set!
Steady, Dak. Attack pattern Delta. Go now.
The cannons mounted on the heads of the Imperial walkers begin firing at the snow speeders.
Alright, I'm coming in. Javi, you still with me?
Two speeders race past several of the walkers and bank to the right. Luke banks his speeder and heads directly for the legs of one of the massive walkers. The horizon twists as the speeder banks between the towering legs. Luke's speeder heads straight for the head of the walker, firing directly at the viewport of it, but doing no damage.
That armor's too strong for blasters!
The speeder veers up and over the impregnable war machine.
Rogue group, use your harpoons and tow cables. Go for the legs. It might be our only chance of stopping them. All right, stand by, Dak.
Oh, Luke, we've got a malfunction in fire control. I'll have to cut in the auxiliary.
Just hang on. Hang on, Dak. Get ready to fire that tow cable.
Luke swings his speeder around and heads toward an oncoming walker. Laser bolts and flak fill the air, creating a deadly obstacle course for the tiny craft.
Dak.
After sustaining a heavy volley of fire, Luke turns around to check on Dak. Blood streams down the gunner's forehead, which rests on the smoldering controls. Now, in the snow trench, troops fire a large ion cannon toward the Imperial walkers. Two walkers lumber toward the base as the speeder explodes. Now, inside the bridge of the lead walker.
Yes, Lord Vader. I've reached the main power generators. The shield will be down in moments. You may start your landing.
Rogue 3!
Copy, Rogue Leader.
Wedge, I've lost my gunner. You'll have to take this shot. I'll cover for you.
Set your harpoon. Follow me on the next pass.
Coming around, Rogue Leader.
Steady, Rogue 2.
Activate harpoon.
The harpoon fires and speeds towards the legs of the Imperial walker.
Shot, Jensen!
Speeder races around the walker's four legs, trailing the harpoon wire behind it.
Coming around. What?
Cable out. Let her go. Detach cable. Cable detached.
The tangled legs of the Imperial walker attempt to step, but as they do, the enormous machine begins to topple. It teeters for a moment, and then crashes to the ground, sending snow, ice, and metal pieces flying.
That got him!
I see it, Wedge. Good work.
I don't think we can protect two transports at a time.
It's risky, but we can't hold out much longer. We have no choice.
Launch patrol.
Evacuate remaining ground staff.
No! 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 This one goes there. That one goes there. Right?
Artu, you take good care of Master Luke now, understand?
And do take good care of yourself.
C-3PO watches as R2 is lifted into Luke's X-Wing fighter.
Oh dear, oh dear.
Laser fire from the walkers rips through the Rebels' armor. Now inside the lead walker.
All troops will debark for ground assault. Prepare to target the main generator.
Luke Speeder and Rogue 2 fly in formation, banking from left to right.
Rogue 2, are you all right?
Yeah. I'm with your own leader.
Well, set harpoon. I'll cover for you.
Coming around.
Watch that crossfire, boys.
Set for position 3. Steady.
Stay tight and low. This is it.
Rogue 2 is hit by laser fire and explodes. Suddenly, Luke Speeder is hit, sending it crashing into the ice below. The wrecked Speeder has come to a stop directly in the path of one of the walkers. Luke manages to get out of his Speeder just as a massive Imperial foot crushes it. Now inside the Rebel Command Center.
You all right?
Why are you still here?
Rebel Command Center, Newhead.
You've got your clearance to leave.
Don't worry, I'll leave. First we're gonna get through your ship.
Your Highness, we must take this last transport. It's our only hope.
As Han enters the Command Center, a gigantic cave-in almost obliterates the room.
Imperial troops have entered the base.
Give the evacuation code signal. And get to your transports!
Oh, wait for me!
Begin retreat!
Now in the snow trench. On the battlefield, Luke looks at the massive Imperial walker as it passes overhead. Running beneath the metal behemoth, Luke fires his grappling hook at its underbelly. The magnetic head and cable attach firmly to the metal body. Wielding his lightsaber, Luke cuts a hole in the metal body. He takes a landmine from around his neck and throws it inside the machine. Luke starts down the cable and crashes into the ground far below. The walker pauses in mid-step. A muffled explosion comes from within the walker, and then the machine's energy spews out every conceivable opening. The machine sits dead in its tracks, smoking like a locomotive on stilts. Now inside the lead walker.
Distance to power generators.
17.28. Target, maximum firepower.
Now inside the Rebel base. Han grabs Leia as a cave-in blocks their path.
Transport, this is Solo. Let her take off. I can't get to you. I'll get her out on the Falcon. Come on.
Where are you going? Come back!
Inside the Rebel Command Center. As Imperial troops push through the blocked passageways, Darth Vader strides behind them. Now in the main hangar.
Wait for me! Wait! Stop!
I'm typical.
Come on! Hurry up, Comrade! You're gonna be a permanent resident!
Wait!
Chewie spots Han and Leia. All four run up the ramp and inside the Millennium Falcon. Now on the bridge of the Millennium Falcon.
How's this?
It would help if I got out and pushed.
Captain Solo. Captain Solo.
Mike!
Sir, might I suggest...
Han shoots the droid a look.
It can wait.
This bucket of bolts is never going to get us past that blockade.
Speeder's got a few surprises left in her, sweetheart.
Stormtroopers quickly set up a large weapon in the main hangar. A laser gun appears on the Falcon and swings around to aim at the troops.
Come on, come on! Switch over. Let's hope we don't have a burnout.
See?
Someday you're going to be wrong, and I just hope I'm here to see it.
Punch it!
More troopers run into the main hangar, followed by Lord Vader. Now, outside, Luke and two other pilots look up as the Millennium Falcon flies just above their heads. The pilots trudge onward toward their X-Wing fighters.
Get her ready for takeoff!
Luke crawls into the cockpit of his fighter.
Take up the rendezvous! Don't worry, Arthur. We're going.
Now in outer space, we see Luke's X-Wing fighter, its wings closed for speed, zoom past us and out towards the distant stars.
There's nothing wrong, R2. Just setting a new course. We're not going to regroup with the others. We're going to the Dagobah system. Yes, R2. That's all right. I'd like to keep it on manual control for a while.
Now we see the Millennium Falcon flying through space, pursued by a Star Destroyer, four TIE fighters.
I saw him!
Saw what?
Star Destroyer's still coming right at us.
Sir,
might I suggest... Shut him up or shut him down! Check the deflector shield! Great. Well, it's still off maneuver.
The Falcon hits straight for one of the massive Star Destroyers.
Take evasive action!
The Star Destroyer has misjudged its trajectory and is hitting straight for two other destroyers. Now, on the bridge of the Star Destroyer, the two massive vessels begin a slow collision.
Prepare to make the jump to light speed.
But, sir!
They're getting closer.
Oh, yeah? Watch this.
Absolutely nothing happens.
Watch what?
I think we're in trouble.
If I may say so, sir, I noticed earlier the hyperdrive motivator has been damaged. It's impossible to go to light speed.
We're in trouble.
Where's our boosters? Move your dampers! Now! That's not it! Bring me the hydro spam!
How are we gonna get out of this one?
The Falcon lurches, causing tools to fall on head.
That wasn't a laser blast. Something hit us.
Han, get up here.
Come on, Chewie.
Asteroids.
Out the cockpit window, they see hundreds of asteroids flashing by.
Chewie, set to 71.
What are you doing? You're not actually going into an asteroid field.
It'd be crazy to follow us, wouldn't they?
Impress me.
Sir, the possibility of successfully navigating an asteroid field is approximately 3,720 to 1.
Never tell me the odds.
The four TIE fighters follow the Falcon into the asteroid field. One of the TIE fighters connects with an asteroid. The TIE fighter scrapes one of the asteroids and tumbles into outer space. Falcon twists on its side as it goes around a large asteroid. Two TIE fighters follow in the distance, coming around on either side.
You said you want to be around when I made a mistake. This could be it, sweetheart.
I take it back. We're going to get pulverized if we stay out here much longer.
You can argue with that.
Pulverized?
I'm going in closer to one of the big ones.
Closer? Closer?
Falcon dives towards the surface of one of the moon-sized asteroids. The two remaining TIE fighters pursue, but are taken out by a large asteroid before they can make the turn.
Oh, this is suicide! There's nowhere to go.
That looks pretty good.
That looks pretty good.
Yeah. It'll do nice.
Excuse me, man, but where are we going?
Out the cockpit, they see they are skimming the surface of the asteroid and nearing a large crater.
I hope you know what you're doing.
Yeah, me too.
The Falcon dives into a large cavern and disappears. Now, in space, we see Luke's X-Wing as it flies towards the cloud cover of Dagobah.
That's it. Dagobah. No, I'm not going to change my mind about this. I'm not picking up any cities or technology. Massive lifeform readings, though. There's something alive down there. Yes, I'm sure it's perfectly safe for droids. I know! All the scopes are dead. I can't see a thing. Just hang on. I'm gonna start the landing cycle.
The X-Wing finally comes to a stop inside a murky swamp.
Look around.
R2 loses his balance and disappears with a splash into the boggy lake.
R2? Where are you? R2!
A periscope breaks the surface of the water and begins to move towards the shore of the small lake.
You be more careful. R2, that way.
Through the thick fog layer, a dark shape appears and starts moving towards the droid. R2 disappears from sight. Holding his lightsaber, Luke wades into the lake looking for R2. R2 is spit out of the water, makes a graceful arc, and crashes into the boggy marsh. Now on the Star Destroyer, inside Vader's chamber. A respirator tube extracts itself from Vader's uncovered head. The head is bald with a mass of ugly scar tissue covering it. A black droid lowers a mask and helmet back onto Vader's head.
Yes, Admiral.
Our ships have sighted the Millennium Falcon, Lord. But it has entered an asteroid field and we cannot risk...
Asteroids do not concern me, Admiral. I want that ship, not excuses.
Yes, Lord.
Now in the cavern with the Millennium Falcon.
I'm going to shut down everything but the emergency power systems.
Sir, I'm almost afraid to ask, but does that include shutting me down too?
No, I need you to talk to the Falcon, find out what's wrong with the hyperdrive.
Suddenly, the ship lurches, causing all the loose items in the cockpit to go flying.
Sir, it's quite possible this asteroid is not entirely stable.
not entirely stable. Oh, I'm glad you're here to tell us these things. Chewie, take the professor in the back and plug him into the hyperdrive.
Sometimes I just don't understand human behavior. After all, I've only tried to do my job.
Let go, please.
Don't get excited.
Captain, being held by you isn't quite enough to get me excited.
Sorry, sweetheart. I haven't got time for anything else.
Now, back on Dagobah. Luke pulls an equipment box from the shore to the clearing.
Find this Yoda, if he even exists. It's really a strange place to find a Jedi Master. This place gives me the creeps.
Still, something familiar about this place.
I don't know. Feel like...
Luke grabs for his lightsaber as he spins around. Standing in front of Luke is a strange green creature, no more than 2 feet tall.
I am wondering, why are you here?
I'm looking for someone.
Looking? Found someone you have, I would say.
Right.
Help you again? Yes.
I don't think so. I'm looking for a great warrior.
Oh! Great warrior! Wars not make one great!
The wizened little thing is dressed in rags. It gestures toward Luke's sword.
Put that down. Now we... Hey! It's my dinner!
How you get so big to do food of this kind?
Listen, friend, we didn't mean to land in that puddle, and if we could get our ship out, we would, but we can't, so why don't you just...
Get your ship out!
Hey, get out of there!
No!
Hey, you could have broken this. Don't do that. Oh, you're making a mess. Hey!
Fine! Or I will help you not!
I don't want your help. I want my lamp back. I'm gonna need it to get out of this slimy mud hole.
Mud hole? Slimy? My home, this is!
R2 grabs the lamp, creating an immediate tug of war.
R2, let him have it.
Fine!
R2! Move along, little fellow. We got a lot of work to do.
No. Stay and help you, I will. Find your friend?
I'm not looking for a friend. I'm looking for a Jedi Master.
Jedi Master? Yoda. You seek Yoda.
You know him?
Take it to him, I will. Yes. But now, we must eat. Come. Good food,
R2, stay and watch after the camp.
Luke follows after the creature, following the lamp through the fog. Now, inside the Falcon.
Oh, where is R2 when I need him? Sir, I don't know where your ship learned to communicate, but it has the most peculiar dialect. I believe, sir, it says that the power coupling on the negative axis has been polarized. I'm afraid you'll have to replace it.
Well, of course I'll have to replace it.
Here, Chewie.
I think we better replace the negative power coupling.
Hey, your worship, I'm only trying to help.
Would you please stop calling me that?
Sure, Leia.
You make it so difficult sometimes.
I do, I really do. You could be a little nicer, though. Come on, admit it. Sometimes you think I'm all right.
Occasionally, maybe. When you aren't acting like a scoundrel.
Scoundrel? Scoundrel? I like the sound of that.
Stop that.
Stop what?
Stop that. My hands are dirty.
My hands are dirty, too. What are you afraid of?
Afraid?
You're trembling.
I'm not trembling.
You like me because I'm a scoundrel. There aren't enough scoundrels in your life.
I happen to like nice men.
Nice men.
Very nice.
Aunt kisses her slowly.
Sir, I've isolated the reverse power flux coupling.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're perfectly welcome, sir.
Now on the bridge of Vader's Star Destroyer.
Last time they appeared in any of our scopes. Considering the amount of damage we've sustained, they must have been destroyed.
No, Captain. They're alive. I want every ship available to sweep the asteroid field until they are found.
Lord Vader.
Yes, Admiral. What is it?
The Emperor commands you to make contact with him.
Move the ship out of the asteroid field so that we can send a clear transmission.
Yes, my lord.
Now inside Vader's chamber. Vader looks up and bows quickly to an image of the Emperor.
What is thy bidding, my master?
There is a great disturbance in the Force.
I have felt it.
We have a new enemy. The young rebel who destroyed the Death Star. I have no doubt this boy is the offspring of Anakin Skywalker.
How is that possible?
Search your feelings, Lord Vader. You will know it to be true. He could destroy us.
He's just a boy. Obi-Wan can no longer help him.
The Force is strong with him. The son of Skywalker must not become a Jedi.
If he could be turned, he would become a powerful ally.
Yes, he would be a great asset. Can it be done?
He will join us or die, Master.
Now at the creature's house on Dagobah. Everything in the home is at the same small scale of the creature.
Look, I'm sure it's delicious. I just don't understand why we can't see Yoda now.
Patience! For the Jedi, it is time to eat as well. Eat! Eat! Hot! Good food. Good.
How far away is Yoda? Will it take us long to get there?
Not far. Yoda, not far. Patience, soon you will be with him. Quickly. I look. Why wish you become Jedi?
Mostly because of my father, I guess.
Father? Powerful Jedi was he. Powerful Jedi.
Oh, come on.
How could you know my father? You don't even know who I am. No, I don't even know what I'm doing here. We're wasting our time.
I cannot teach him. The boy has no patience.
He will learn patience.
Much anger in him. Like his father.
Was I any different when you taught me?
He is not ready.
Yoda. I am ready. Ben, I can be a Jedi. Ben,
Luke tries to stand but hits his head on the ceiling.
What knows you ready? For 800 years have I trained Jedi. I don't count too well. I keep on who is to be trained. A Jedi must have the deepest commitment. The most serious mind. This one, a long time have I watched. All his life as he looked away to the future, to the horizon, never his mind on where he was, what he was doing. Adventure, excitement, a Jedi craves not these things. You are reckless.
So was I, if you remember.
He is too old. Yes, too old to begin the training.
But I've learned so much.
Will he finish what he begins?
I won't fail you. I'm not afraid.
You will be. You will be.
In the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon. A small suction cup attaches itself to the cockpit window. Large yellow eyes open and stare at Leia.
Sir, if I may venture an opinion.
I'm not really interested in your opinion, 3PO.
There's something out there.
Where?
Outside in the cave.
There it is. Listen.
You're not there.
Are you crazy?
I just got this bucket back together. I'm not going to let something tear it apart.
Oh, then I'm going with you.
I think it might be better if I stay behind and guard the ship. Oh, no.
Ground sure feels strange. Doesn't feel like rock.
There's an awful lot of moisture in here.
I don't know. I have a bad feeling about this.
A 5-foot-long ship can be seen moving across the top of the Falcon.
Watch out! It's all right. Yeah, what I thought. Minok. Chewie, check the rest of the ship. Make sure there are no more attached. Chewing on the power cables.
Minoks.
Go on inside. We'll clean them off if there are any more.
A swarm of the creatures fly through the air. Han fires at the far wall.
Committee.
I am not a committee.
asteroid field?
Down, sweetheart, we're taking off!
Suddenly, a jagged row of white stalactites and stalagmites can be seen blocking the entrance.
Look! I see it.
We do!
The cave is collapsing!
This is no cave.
What?
As the Falcon moves forward, the entrance grows smaller and smaller. The Falcon turns sideways and barely makes it through the space slug's teeth as the jaws clamp shut. Now, back on Dagobah. With Yoda strapped to his back, Luke climbs up a vine. Luke continues his obstacle course, running, jumping, and flipping through the air.
Yes, run! Yes, Jedi's strength flows from the Force. But beware of the dark side. Anger, fear, aggression. The dark side of the Force are they. Easily they flow, quick to join you in a fight. If once you start down the dark path, forever will it dominate your destiny, consume you it will, as it did Obi-Wan's apprentice.
Vader, is the dark side stronger?
No. But the busier, more seductive.
But how am I to know the good side from the bad?
You will know when you are calm, at peace, passive. A Jedi uses the Force for knowledge and defense, never for attack.
But tell me why I can't...
No, there is no why. Nothing more will I teach you today. Clear your mind of questions.
Luke lowers Yoda to the ground. He notices a dark cave at the base of a large tree.
There's something not right. I feel cold.
That place is strong. With the dark side of the Force. A domain of evil it is. Then you must go.
What's in there?
Only what you take with you. Your weapons. You will not need them.
Luke looks at the ominous tree and shakes his head no. Yoda shrugs as Luke enters the cavern. Darth Vader appears across the blackness, illuminated only by his lightsaber. He rushes Luke, his sword held high. Luke sidesteps and decapitates the Dark Lord with his lightsaber. The metal enshrouded head comes to a rest on the floor. The mask cracks and falls away to reveal Luke's head. The head fades away as if it were only a vision. Meanwhile, Yoda calmly sits on the root of a tree, leaning on his walking stick. Now, on the bridge of Vader's Star Destroyer.
Bounty hunters. We don't need that scum.
Yes, sir.
Those rebels won't escape us.
Sir, we have a priority signal from the Star Destroyer Avenger.
Right.
There will be a substantial reward for the one who finds the Millennium Falcon. You are free to use any methods necessary, but I want them alive. No disintegrations.
As you wish.
Boba Fett answers.
My lord, we have them.
Oh, thank goodness we're coming out of the asteroid field.
Now the Millennium Falcon speeds through space, followed by the Star Destroyer Avenger.
Let's get out of here. Ready for light speed? One, two, three!
Absolutely nothing happens.
Not fair. Transfer circuits are working. It's not my fault.
No light speed.
It's not my fault.
Sir, we just lost the main rear deflector shield. One more direct hit on the back quarter and we're done for.
Turn her around. I said turn her around. I'm going to put all power in the bridge shield.
You're going to attack them?
Sir, the odds of surviving a direct assault on an Imperial Star Destroyer.
Shut up.
Moving to attack position.
The commander peers out as the Falcon comes straight at them. At the last moment, the Falcon veers out of sight.
Track them. They may come around for another pass.
Captain Nita, the ship no longer appears on our scopes.
They can't have disappeared. No ship that small has a cloaking device.
Well, there's no trace of them, sir.
Captain, Lord Vader demands an update on the pursuit.
Get a shuttle ready. I shall assume full responsibility for losing them and apologize to Lord Vader. Meanwhile, continue to scan the area.
Yes, Captain Nita.
Now on Dagobah.
Use the Force. Yes. This dog.
Luke stands on his hands with Yoda perched upon his feet. Luke stares at two rocks and concentrates. One rock lifts and stacks itself upon the other. Luke lifts one arm, maintaining his balance on only his right. The top rock lifts up a few feet, shaking under the strain. Luke loses his balance and collapses as Yoda jumps free. Luke realizes what R2 is carrying on about. The X-Wing is almost completely sunk.
Nope. We'll never get it out now.
So certain are you? Always with you, what cannot be done. Do you nothing that I say?
Master, moving stones around is one thing. This is totally different.
No. No different. Only different in your mind. You must unlearn what you have learned.
All right, I'll give it a try.
No. Try not. Do. Or do not. There is no try.
Luke closes his eyes and begins to concentrate. Slowly, the nose of the ship begins to rise. It hovers a moment and then slides back into the murk.
It's too big.
Size matters not. Look at me. Just me by my size, do you? And where you should not. For my ally is the Force. And a powerful ally it is. Life creates it. Makes it grow. Its energy surrounds us. And binds us. Luminous beings are we, not this crude matter. You must feel the Force around you. Here, between you, me, the tree, the rock, everywhere. Yes, even between the land and the ship.
You want the impossible.
With his eyes closed and his head bowed, Yoda concentrates and points a finger at the X-Wing. The fighter rises majestically. Yoda guides it to solid ground and sits it down. Now on the bridge of Vader's Star Destroyer. The captain slumps onto his back at the feet of Vader.
Apology accepted, Captain Nida.
Lord Vader, our ships have completed their scan of the area and found nothing. If the Millennium Falcon went into light speed, it would be on the other side of the galaxy by now.
Alert all commands. Calculate every possible destination along the last known trajectory.
Yes, my lord. We'll find them.
Don't fail me again, Admiral.
Alert all commands. Deploy the fleet.
As the Avenger pulls away from Vader's Star Destroyer, we realize that the Millennium Falcon is clinging to the side of the Avenger, out of sight.
You have gone too far. No, I will not be quiet, Chewbacca. Why doesn't anyone listen to me?
Fleet's beginning to break up. Go back and stand by the manual release for the landing claw.
I really don't see how that is going to help. Surrender is a perfectly acceptable alternative in extreme circumstances. The Empire may be gracious enough.
Thank you.
What do they have in mind for your next move?
Well, if they follow standard Imperial procedure, they'll dump their garbage before they go to light speed, and then we just float away.
The rest of the garbage. Then what?
Then we gotta find a safe port somewhere around here. Any ideas?
Where are we?
The Noid system.
The Noid system, there's not much there.
No. Well, wait. This is interesting. Lando.
Lando system?
Lando's not a system, he's a man. Lando Calrissian. He's a card player, gambler, scoundrel. You'd like him.
Nice.
Bespin, it's pretty far, but I think we can make it.
Mining colony?
Yeah, Tabana gas mine. Lando conned somebody out of it. We go back a long way, Lando and me.
Do you trust him?
No. He's got no love for the Empire, I can tell you that. Here we go, Chewie, stand by.
Detach.
You have your moments. Not many of them, but you do have them.
As the Avenger moves through space, a hatch on his underbelly opens, spilling debris out into the void. The Avenger jumps into hyperspace as the Falcon ignites its engines and hurtles away. Amidst the jump, Boba Fett's ship emerges and goes after the Falcon. Now, back on Dagobah, Luke is levitating two heavy equipment boxes. R2 begins to rise off the ground.
Good. Calm. Yes. Through the Force, things you will see, other places, the future, the past, old friends long gone.
Han? Leia!
Control. You must bring control.
I saw city in the clouds.
Friends you have there.
They were in pain.
It is the future you see.
Future? Will they die?
Difficult to see. Always in motion is the future.
I've got to go to them.
Decide you must. How to serve them best. If you leave now, help them you could, but you will destroy all for which they have fought and suffered.
Now the Millennium Falcon approaches a misty pink planet.
No, I don't have a landing permit. I'm trying to reach Lando Calrissian.
Hold on, wait a minute, let me explain.
You will not deviate from your present course.
Rather touchy, aren't they?
I thought you knew this person.
Well, that was a long time ago. I'm sure he's forgotten about that.
Land on platform
327. Thank you. There's nothing to worry about. We go way back, Lando.
Who's worried?
The clouds part to reveal a gleaming white metropolis. Falcon lands on one of Cloud City's platforms.
They did let us land.
Look, don't worry. Everything's gonna be fine. Trust me. See? My friend.
Lando Calrissian leads some guards onto the landing platform.
Keep your eyes open, huh? Hey! Why, you
slimy, double-crossing, no-good swindler.
You got a lot of guts coming here, after what you pulled.
Lando moves quickly toward Han, and then embraces him.
How you doing, you old pirate? So good to see you!
I never thought I'd get to see you again.
Well, he seems very friendly.
Yes. Very friendly.
What are you doing here?
Repairs. I thought you could help me out. What have you done to my ship? Your ship? Hey. Remember, you lost her to me fair and square.
And how you doing, Chewbacca? You still hanging around with this loser?
Hello, what have we here? Welcome, I'm Lando Calrissian. I'm the administrator of this facility. And who might you be?
Leia.
Welcome, Leia. All right. You old smoothie.
Hello, sir. I am C-3PO Human Cyborg Relations. My facilities are at your... Well, really?
What's wrong with the Falcon?
Hyperdrive.
I'll get my people to work on it.
Good.
You know, that ship saved my life quite a few times. She's the fastest hunk of junk in the galaxy.
The group walks through the city, passing many beautiful sculptures as they go.
Oh, not as well as I'd like. I'm a small outpost and not very self-sufficient. And I've had supply problems of every kind. I've had labor difficulties. What's so funny?
You, listen to you. You sound like a businessman, a responsible leader. Who'd have thought that, huh?
You know, seeing you sure brings back a few things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm responsible these days. It's the price you pay for being successful.
3PO sees a similar looking droid come through a door.
Oh, nice to see a familiar face.
Ichuta.
How rude. That sounds like an auto unit in there. I wonder if... Hello?
Curious, 3PO enters the room.
How interesting.
Who are you?
Who am I? I'm terribly sorry. I didn't mean to intrude. No, please don't get up.
A laser blast sends 3PO's parts flying in 20 directions. Chewbacca realizes something is missing, but shrugs his shoulders and joins the group. Now, back with Luke and Yoda.
Luke, you must complete the training.
Oh, I can't keep the vision out of my head. They're my friends. I gotta help them.
You must not go.
But Han and Leia will die if I don't.
You don't know that. Even Yoda cannot see their fate.
But I can help them. I feel the Force.
But you cannot control it. This is a dangerous time for you, when you will be tempted by the dark side of the Force.
Yes. To Obi-Wan, you listen. The cave. Remember your failure at the cave.
But I've learned so much since then. Master Yoda, I promise to return and finish what I've begun. You have my word.
It is you and your abilities the Emperor wants. That is why your friends are made to suffer.
That's why I have to go.
Luke, I don't want to lose you to the Emperor the way I lost Vader.
You won't.
Stop. They must be. On this all depends. Only a fully trained Jedi Knight, with the Force as his ally, will conquer Vader and his Emperor. If you end your training now, if you choose the quick and easy path, as Vader did, you will become an agent of evil. Patience.
And sacrifice Han and Leia.
If you honor what they fight for. Yes.
If you choose to face Vader, you will do it alone. I cannot interfere.
I understand. R2, fire up the converters.
Luke! Don't give in to hate. That leads to the dark side.
Strong is Vader. Mind what you have learned. Save you again.
I will. And I'll return. I promise.
Told you I did. Reckless is he. Now, matters are worse.
That boy is our last hope.
No, there is another.
Oh,
now on Cloud City. Han enters Leia's quarters.
The ship's almost finished. Two or three more things and we're in great shape.
The sooner the better. Something's wrong here. No one has seen or knows anything about 3PO. He's been gone too long to have gotten lost.
Relax. I'll talk to Lando, see what I can find out.
I don't trust Lando.
Well, I don't trust him either. But he is my friend. Besides, he'll soon be gone.
And then you're as good as gone, aren't you?
Now in a room full of robot pieces and parts. Chewbacca enters the room and sees one of the workers holding 3PO's head. The creatures start playing keep away with 3PO's head. Finally, the head drops to the ground. Now Chewbacca enters the quarters, carrying a box full of 3PO's parts.
What happened?
Where? Found him in a junk pile.
Oh, what a mess. Chewie, you think you can repair him?
Lando's got people that can fix him.
No thanks.
Sorry, am I interrupting anything?
Not really.
You look absolutely beautiful. You truly belong here with us among the clouds.
Thank you.
Would you join me for a little refreshment? Everyone's invited, of course. Having trouble with your droid?
No. No problem. Why?
So you see, since we're a small operation, we don't fall into the jurisdiction of the Empire.
So you're part of the Mining Guild, then?
No, not actually. Our operation is small enough not to be noticed, which is advantageous for everybody since our customers are anxious to avoid attracting attention to themselves.
Aren't you afraid the Empire is going to find out about this little operation? Shut you down?
It's always been a danger, but it looms like a shadow over everything we've built here. But things have developed that'll ensure security. I've just made a deal that'll keep the Empire out of here forever.
The group enters a large dining room. At the end of a long table stands Darth Vader, flanked by Boba Fett. Solo fires twice at Vader. Vader deflects the bolts easily. Solo's blaster zips into Vader's hand. Vader places the gun on the table.
Join us.
I had no choice. They arrived right before you did. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, too.
Now we see Luke's X-Wing racing through the mist of Cloud City.
No, 3PO's with them. Just hang on, we're almost there.
Now in a Cloud City prison cell. Chewbacca begins to fiddle with the parts that make up C-3PO.
Here, when in danger, I must tell the others. Oh no, I've been shot!
Now, in a holding cell, stormtroopers prepare an elaborate torture mechanism.
Take Captain Solo to Jabba the Hutt after I have Skywalker.
He's no good to me dead.
He will not be permanently damaged.
Lord Vader, what about Leia and the Wookiee?
They must never again leave this city.
That was never a condition of our agreement, nor was giving hand to this bounty hunter.
Perhaps you think you're being treated unfairly?
No.
Good. It would be unfortunate if I had to leave a garrison here.
Vader turns and leaves with Boba Fett in tow.
This deal is getting worse all the time.
Now, back in the cell.
Oh, yes, that's very good. I like that. Oh! Something's not right because now I can't see.
Chewbacca has managed to put 3PO's head on backwards.
Oh, that's much better. Wait! Wait! Oh my! What have you done? I'm backward! You sleep-bitten furball! Only an overgrown mophead like you would be stupid enough!
Han is shoved roughly into the room. He is very pale with dark circles under his eyes.
I feel terrible.
Why are they doing this?
They never even asked me any questions.
Mando.
Get out of here, Lando.
Shut up and listen. The Vader's agreed to turn Leia and Chewie over to me.
Over to you.
They'll have to stay here, but at least they'll be safe.
What about Han?
Vader's giving him to the bounty hunter.
Vader wants us all dead.
He doesn't want you at all. He's after somebody called Skywalker.
Luke.
Lord Vader set a trap for him.
And we're the bait.
Yeah, well, he's on his way.
Perfect. You fixed us all real good, didn't you? My friend.
Stop! I've done all I can. I'm sorry I couldn't do better, but I got my own problems.
Yeah. You're a real hero.
You certainly have a way with people.
Now in a cryogenic freezing chamber. In the middle of the room is a round pit, housing a hydraulic platform.
This facility is crude, but it should be adequate to freeze Skywalker for his journey to the Emperor.
Lord Vader! Ship approaching, X-Wing class.
Good. Monitor Skywalker and allow him to land.
Lord Vader, we only use this facility for carbon freezing. You put him in there, it might kill him.
I do not want the Emperor's prize damaged. We will test it on Captain Solo.
Now we see Luke's X-Wing as he nears the city. Now in the carbon freezing chamber, Han is led into the chamber, followed closely by Leia and Chewbacca.
If only you'd attached my legs, I wouldn't be in this ridiculous position. Now remember, Chewbacca, you have a responsibility for me, so don't do anything foolish.
Strapped to Chewbacca's back are the few assembled pieces of 3PO.
What's going on, buddy? You're being put into carbon freeze.
What if he doesn't survive? He's worth a lot to me.
The Empire will compensate you if he dies. Put him in!
Chewbacca attacks the troopers, but is quickly subdued.
I'm not ready!
expecting to die.
Hey! Listen to me! Chewie! Chewie, this won't help me! Hey!
Save your strength. There'll be another time. The princess. You have to take care of her.
You hear me? Huh?
Han gives Leia a final passionate kiss.
I love you.
I know.
Han walks to the hydraulic platform. Suddenly, the platform drops. Fiery liquid begins to pour down into the chamber in a shower of sparks.
What's going on? Turn round! Chewbacca, I can't see!
A large hydraulic clamp brings the metal-encased Han Solo out of the chamber. Servants move the coffin-like structure onto another platform. Lando kneels and adjusts some settings.
Oh, they've encased him in carbonite. He should be quite well protected. If he survived the freezing process, that is.
Well, Calrissian, did he survive?
Yes, he's alive. And in perfect hibernation.
He's all yours, bounty hunter. Reset the chamber for Skywalker.
Skywalker has just landed, my lord.
Good. See to it that he finds his way in here. Calrissian, take the princess and the Wookiee to my ship.
You said they'd be left in the city under my supervision.
I am altering the deal. Pray I don't alter it any further.
Now we see Luke and R2 in a Cloud City corridor. Boba Fett strides down a hallway, followed by two guards, pushing the metal-encased body of Han Solo in front of them. Two guards spot Luke and immediately open fire. Luke draws his blaster and hits the two guards before they can get off another shot. Boba Fett fires at Luke, barely missing. Luke rushes to a side hallway. Luke has been led into the room containing the freezing chamber. Doors clang shut, sealing him in. Luke cautiously walks forward amongst hissing pipes and steam. Luke sees a dark figure standing above him.
The Force is with you, young Skywalker. But you are not a Jedi yet.
Luke's lunging attack is repelled by Vader. Heroes march along a corridor guarded by 6 stormtroopers. Approaching Lando's guards, the guards aim their weapons at the startled stormtroopers.
Well done.
The troopers are relieved of their weapons.
Hold them in the security tower and keep it quiet. Move.
What do you think you're doing?
I'm getting out of here.
I knew all along. Had to be a mistake.
Do you think that after what you did to Han, the
world... Chewie turns to Lando and begins to choke him.
Choice! What are you doing? Trust him! Trust him!
Oh, but we understand, don't we, Chewie? He had no choice.
Just try it out!
I don't need any of your help. What?
It sounds like Han.
There's still a chance to save Han.
I'm terribly sorry about all this. After all, he's only a Wookiee.
Put Captain Solo in the cargo hold.
Now we see Boba Fett's ship on a landing platform. 2 guards slide Han's encased body into an opening in Boba Fett's ship. Now in the corridor.
R2, where have you been? Wait, turn around, you bully! Hurry! We're trying to save Han from the bounty hunter! Well, at least you're still in one piece! But what happened to me?
Just as our heroes arrive, Boba Fett takes off. Chewie begins firing at the ship. A squad of stormtroopers run toward our heroes. Leia and Chewie retreat into the safety of the corridor.
Oh no! Chewie, they're behind you!
Now in the carbon freezing chamber.
You have learned much, young one.
You'll find I'm full of surprises.
Luke drives Vader back, forcing Vader to use defensive tactics. Vader sends Luke's sword flying. Losing his balance, Luke rolls onto the circular freezing platform.
Your destiny lies with me, Skywalker. Obi-Wan knew this to be true.
No.
Luke falls back into the opening of the chamber.
All too easy.
Freezing steam erupts around Luke. Liquid metal begins to pour into the pit.
Perhaps you are not as strong as the Emperor thought.
Vader looks up and spots Luke hanging from the ceiling.
Impressive. Most impressive.
Luke jumps down to the platform. Luke's saber jumps into his hand.
Obi-Wan has taught you well. You have controlled your fear. Now, release your anger. Only your hatred can destroy me.
Vader retreats before Luke's sword. Vader loses his balance and falls into an outer realm of pipes. Luke looks down but sees no sign of Vader. Luke hooks his saber on his belt and lowers himself into the pit. Luke cautiously enters a reactor room. Luke moves toward a large window as Vader enters the room. A large piece of machinery detaches itself from the wall and comes flying towards Luke. Luke turns and cuts the metal in half. Luke begins to use the force to deflect the flying debris. Finally, a machine glances off Luke and flies through the large window. A piece of machinery knocks Luke through the window. Luke falls onto a walkway overlooking a seemingly bottomless pit. Now in a corridor. Approaching a landing platform, our heroes glimpse the Millennium Falcon before a door slams shut between them.
Security code has been changed.
Artu, you can tell the computer to override the security systems. Artu, hurry.
Attention, this is Lando Calrissian. Attention, the Empire is taking control of the city. I advise everyone to leave before more Imperial troops arrive.
Artu is lit with electricity as smoke begins to pour out of his shell. Chewie pulls Artu away from the panel.
But don't blame me. I'm an interpreter. I'm not supposed to know a power socket from a computer terminal.
In a panic, Cloud City residents are trying to get out of the city. R2 works on another panel for the landing platform.
We're not interested in the hyperdrive on the Millennium Falcon. It's fake. Just open the door, you stupid lump!
They race for the Falcon as stormtroopers appear at the door.
I never doubted you for a second. Wonderful!
Creepio hits his head on the ramp.
Oh, 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 that hurt! Bend down, you thoughtless! Ow!
Leia! Go!
Our heroes enter the Millennium Falcon.
I thought that hairy beast would be the end of me. Of course I'd look better!
The Falcon lifts gracefully into the twilight. Now on the walkway to a bottomless reactor shaft. Luke moves along the walkway to the control room. Vader lunges at Luke. Near exhaustion, Luke is forced back.
You are beaten. It is useless to resist. Don't let yourself be destroyed as Obi-Wan did.
Luke nicks Vader on the shoulder. Vader's armor smokes and sparks. Vader recovers and attacks again. Vader's saber comes down over Luke's right forearm, severing his hand and sending Luke's saber flying. Luke holds his instantly cauterized arm under his left armpit.
Escape. Don't make me destroy you.
Vader puts away his sword and holds his hand out to Luke.
Luke, you do not yet realize your importance. You have only begun to discover your power. Join me, and I will complete your training. With our combined strength, we can end this destructive conflict and bring order to the galaxy.
I'll never join you!
If you only knew the power of the dark side, Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough! He told me you killed him.
No. I am your father.
No. No. It's not true. That's impossible!
Search your feelings. You know it to be true.
No! No!
Luke, you can destroy the Emperor. He has foreseen this. It is your destiny. Join me, and together we can rule the galaxy as father and son. Come with me. It is the only way.
A calm comes over Luke as he steps off the walkway and into space. Vader peers over the edge of the walkway as Luke falls far away. Suddenly, Luke is sucked into an exhaust pipe in the side of the immense shaft. Luke slides to the end of the slickly polished pipe and stops. Luke is ejected from the structure, managing to hold on to a thin weather vane. A piece of the weather vane breaks off and falls away. Falcon.
Hear me. Leia. Luke. We've got to go back.
What?
I know where Luke is.
What about those fighters?
Should we just do it?
All right.
The Falcon banks and turns back toward Cloud City. Now, the landing platform.
Alert my Star Destroyer to prepare for my arrival.
Now, nearly unconscious, Luke hangs on the weather vane.
Look, someone's up there.
Luke, Chewie, slow down. Slow down and we'll get under. Now open the top hatch.
The Falcon dives to the underside of the floating Cloud City.
Okay. Easy, Chewie.
The Falcon positions itself underneath Luke. Lando pulls Luke through an open hatch.
Let's go.
now in the resting quarters.
All right, Chewie, let's go.
Chewie points out a new blip on the radar.
Star Destroyer.
All right, Chewie. Ready for light speed.
If your people fix the hyperdrive, all the coordinates are set. It's now or never.
Punch it!
Absolutely nothing happens.
They told me they fixed it!
Vader's Star Destroyer joins the pursuit.
They'll be in range of our tractor beam in moments.
Did your men deactivate the hyperdrive on the Millennium Falcon?
Yes, my lord.
Good. Prepare the boarding party and set your weapons for stun.
Yes, my lord. Lieutenant?
Yes, sir.
R2 is connecting wires on 3PO's body.
Why did we just get into light speed? You can't. How would you know the hyperdrive is deactivated? The city's central computer told you. R2-D2, you know better than to trust a strange computer. Ouch! Pay attention to what you're doing!
Working on some equipment, Chewie begins to use a wrench as a club.
Do it. I'm standing here in pieces, and you're having delusions of grandeur. You did it!
Lando is thrown into a seat as the Falcon immediately hits hyperspace. Now on the bridge of the Star Destroyer. Vader turns and exits the bridge. Now in space, we see the Falcon is attached to a huge Rebel cruiser. We see there is a fleet of Rebel ships surrounding the cruiser. Now in the medical center of the cruiser.
Luke, we're ready for takeoff.
Good luck, Lando. When we find Jabba the Hutt and that bounty hunter, we'll contact you.
I'll meet you at the rendezvous point on Tatooine.
Princess, we'll find Han. I promise.
Chewie, I'll be waiting for your signal. Take care, you two.
May the Force be with you.
Luke's hand is being worked on by a droid. Luke looks down at his new bionic hand. A droid makes some adjustments to the mechanism. Luke makes a fist and relaxes it. Luke, Leia, and the two droids peer out a window of the immense cruiser as the Millennium Falcon gently banks and speeds away into the distance.